I don't believe Rick Ross as a person. So I can't believe his music as a listener.
He don't even be talking like on no, like just gangsta thug shit. Like, he be on some real shit.
No, but he goes by the name of Rick Ross, and Freeway Rick Ross is an actual person that actually slung dope and earned that title.
Bitch, did you slang some dope?
He earned that title, though.
Have you been slanging dope? You talking like...
Whatever I did with
talking like... Nah, you talking like you've been down
no,
it.
No, I'm talking
like,
about like this
like,
man...
disrespecting what you
this
do.
This man set up something with his life.
Out here, blood.
Freeway Rick Ross set up something with his life, whether it be a drug empire, and then Rick Ross came in and took that, like, identity from him.
So you don't fuck with 50 Cent because he did the same?
50 Cent got shot 9 times in the face. He didn't do
it
that.
It was not
as
in the face.
He didn't, bro. Okay, he got shot like twice in the face, and like,
body and shit.
Okay,
not,
but dude,
not,
get it.
Nah, at times in the face.
How many times have you been shot?
This kid.
How many times have you been shot?
Once.
And it touched you.
Yeah.
Where'd you get shot?
In my leg.
Okay, I didn't know that you got shot.
Nah, I ain't get shot.
Yeah, I figured you didn't get shot.
I could have been shot.
I was like, bro,
times,
that's probably like a random ass party story.
Nah, I could have been shot plenty of times. Like, nah, not plenty, but at least like 2 or 3.
Yeah, I feel. Everyone's been in those kind of situations, more or less.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they like happen like fast.
I just feel like
it really does suck.
That's not much. That's not so much a product of the things that they're dealing with, more so like the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would say that.
Nah.
Not everyone's gonna pull out a gun, bro.
Nah, everybody's gonna pull out a gun. It's just. Shit happens.
9 times out of 10, it's about revenge or money. Like retaliation.
Respect.
Exactly. Respect. Okay. Do you feel like that's either? You're right? Because if someone took respect from you, like, that would be, like, why you'd have to retaliate,
nobody can
right?
take respect, though. That's the thing. Nobody can take
figment?
Respect, but somebody can come disrespect you.
Okay. So that's more so, like, throwing dirt.
Something like that. It's just, like, because... Like, it's everybody's doing it for the same reason, you feel me? It's like, niggas, and like, some people need that hug more than the next man. But the niggas got shit that they, you know what I'm saying, paying for, dealing with, taking care of, whatever it may be. And it's like, you disrespecting him, it's like, going over, you know what I'm saying, on his blog. You know what I'm saying? Taking his clientele. You disrespect nothing. You taking... They said you taking
your
food
answer
out
would
there.
Be a retaliation, though.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying.
Food, think, yeah,
like, 9 times out of 10, all situations like that where someone pulls out a gun,
yeah,
it's out of retaliation or money.
Yeah.
Because
like,
if someone cheats on you...
Though.
But no, what I'm saying is if someone cheats on you and you pull out a gun and kill them, that's a retaliation. Like, retaliation is like someone does something to you and you do something in return. That's all retaliation means. It's a very broad term.
Yeah, I know. But
so I feel like...
But it ain't like... Every time you put a gun on somebody, it's retaliation. I mean, I guess so, because it's just the act. No matter what you do right after somebody do something to you, it's retaliation.
Unless you do nothing.
Yeah, unless you do nothing. Or
which,
you talk.
Which, I'm, yeah, talk. You could just be like, yeah. I mean, because you'd even say something, and that would be considered retaliation.
Yeah, you could.
But you'd have to say some crazy shit. You
like,
be
I
like,
retaliated by saying, ooh.
Yeah, or something. Well, I don't know. That'd be harder. But if you said "fuck you," like I'm gonna kill you, that's more retaliation. Cause that's more so of like a directive than like an actual like statement, as like words would be. You know what I'm saying?
Like I would fuck you with Jason.
What's up?
Like I would fuck you with Jason.
Yeah, like I would fuck you with Jason. That's more. That's vague. Like you're not setting like a. Are you gonna? You're just saying I would. So
oh,
it's
okay,
weird how
okay,
words
I
can
got
be.
You, I got you. I'm going to fuck you with Jesse.
Yeah, that'd be different. Yeah, I'm going to, yeah. Because someone could feel that as an immediate friend. But, like, I could, like,
you damn right the third's immediate. We sit right next to each other, talk shit to each other.
Yeah, oh, no.
Okay.
It could be,
yeah, right
that's the thing in general. Like, you could be across the room, you know?
Yeah. When she, I don't give a fuck. I'll argue with a nigga on Twitter. I see you live in Houston, nigga. Yeah, come on, pull up on me.
Put out, send your location, man.
Drop the pin, my nigga. I want all
drop the pin, send the location.
What? I'm gonna pull up in that bulletproof spaceship. Gah, gah. Yeah. I ain't dropping off a bag of no dangers, though.
What is that, dank?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't dropping off that bag.
That sounds like some dank mixed with some THC, though.
Dropping off that bag and some dank. I'm gonna hit you 4 a.m. soon as you pick this.
Hey, what? Travis Scott.
Travis is hard.
Is like an integral part of the culture. But I feel like he hasn't had a good body of work.
This, huh?
No. Come he on. Hasn't, no. He come hasn't on. Had a good body of work.
If you're a real nigga, do it for the vine. Mario.
I don't. Vine's dead. So that's like, you just hate me as a friend at that point. Do it for the vine too. Do it for the vine too. Vine 2 if it comes out. Fuck that shit, bro.
You fucked up.
Because
you said he ain't had nothing good since Rodeo. You lying.
I said body of work. He said good singles. I like Pick Up the Phone.
Version of Chessing Birmingham Night was hard. God, bro. That's all he had since then, right? Yeah, Astroworld taking forever to come out. Astroworld's gonna be a fucking banger, though.
This shit has just been very weird. Like, weird isn't like commercial mainstream almost. Like, at first, like, he was defining the sound. And now I guess he's doing the same stuff, so he is the sound, because the sound...
He is the sound. He made that up.
I just feel like he's got to change, like, how Kanye changed. Like, I expect a Kanye from everyone, and that's fucked up.
Kanye changed, but he's still making beautiful pieces of work.
Nah, it's because Kanye makes something, and the culture forms around it. That's why we don't understand what culture... That's why we don't understand what Kanye does at first. And same thing with Travis for a while. But everything after Rodeo, like when it comes out, you're like, okay, I can see how this could fit in a song today. I mean, sit in a club, like, or in a party setting today. As compared to like some things that like the first time probably hearing On Site out of Yeezus, like you're like, what the fuck? Like I don't want to say I was disgusted, but, like, I stopped listening to it. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this?
When I first heard Yeezus, I was like, this shit trash as fuck.
Bro, and then I got into it, and I was like, holy shit. Like, I understood it.
Piss on
your
grave. Nah,
that was Rodeo. That's Rodeo. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shit like that, bro.
Yeah, it was like that, though.
Exactly.
And then Bound, he basically made Bound just for, like, praise, you know what I'm saying? People who like his normal shit.
Bro, but Bound was great. Nah, Bound was like I cried listening to Bound one time, man.
I wasn't sober.
He was
going through shit.
Like, Bound literally, like, yeah, there was something going through my veins. Something was going through me.
Yeah, you know.
It's funny. But not, like, in a way, like, I was shooting up out of dumb shit. That's terrible, bro. I would never put a needle in me for drugs. That's
nah, you lying. I know you lying. That's why you started tripping. I'm like, oh, not like that. Because I know you did it in school.
No, because that could be misconstrued as something.
You ain't being real, bro.
Running through my veins.
I ain't gonna judge you, my nigga.
Oh, fuck.
I hope you mind, but I hope you don't do this no more.
Organic shit only.
Organic shit only.
Organic shit that's taken by mouth only.
Faggot.
I mean, you smoke, so what the fuck are you talking about? Faggot.
Like, yeah, you said you want to take things from mouth. Weird.
That can only be taken by mouth.
Yeah, so you want to suck dick. Weird.
Bro, what the fuck are you talking about?
Disgusting.
You were out of it. That's why I'm about to beat your ass in basketball, bro.
Fuck, man. It's dark as fuck. Where are you even going?
There's a basketball court downtown. You got light.
Okay.
Yo, so this man,
court.
Michael Steele, hasn't hit us up.
Man,
he's walking with him.
He's thinking something
about
the DUI
or
something.
He walks it like he talks in there.
What are we going to, motherfucking front of Toyota Center or something?
Nah, bro. Damn, we look good, bro.
We good.
I've that never bought out there,
never
bro.
Played at the hell?
Like, only like twice, dude.
I fuck with that hell.
Okay, awesome. Let's go, bro.
Let's go.
Damn, I'm down with it.
That was so nice.
You better not put any bad juju on the Rockets, though, bro. I ain't playing with this shit. Bro, I swear to God, bro. I hate how people are into the Astros now and they forgot about the Rockets. Like, fuck y'all. It's just because they haven't won a championship. Like, the Astros probably are only going to win that championship. And if they win two years in a row,
they're winning this year.
They, like, honestly, they better win this fucking year for how much people are paying attention to them. Like, the Rockets are, like, legit about to go in the playoffs and fuck shit up, bro. Like,
nah, we know.
No fucking joke.
Nah, we know. We
going to win the finals, bro.
Bro, I wish I could go to a fucking Rockets game, bro.
Bro, you can go, bro. They got like cheap ass tickets, like $20, $23 tickets, bro.
Fuck, man, I don't play.
The you can play some Rockets team, but you can see fight. You can get some of the nosebleeds. You can get some fuck, bro. You can be at a Rockets game, bro. That's what matters, man. I went to, I bought tickets from me and this chick back in December. It was like $80, and we sat nice, bro. Honestly.
Yeah, nah. $80,
like,
I've been to a few games, and I said that's some. I've sat pretty close a few times, I'm not gonna lie. Just like, I ain't never been courtside or like lower level, hey, but I've been dumbass close to them.
Courtside,
yeah. Let me see courtside one day. Get that as fucking bro, service.
I wanna be invited to courtside, bro.
I invite you when I go. Gotcha.
Nah, like, know someone in the NBA.
Bitch, fuck you then, nigga.
Nah, for real, like, how would you get, like.
I will link with that nigga Jimmy Bullen. You can buy courtside tickets. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know, but like, I don't know. I feel like they got tickets for the family and shit.
Yeah, they do. Not all of them are courtside though.
Yeah, that's true.
Some of them are courtside, but like, even with like the wives, they got a wife section.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
Yeah, where all the wives sit and shit. Yeah.
A group of fine ass women, and like, man, I wanted to come in like out like, the husbands are at home and shit. Like, nah, the husband's on the court, you motherfucker. That's funny as shit, fuck, bro.
That's his lady.
Man, that's real, bro.
It's that's like, how come being they have shows item, like
being an item has become like
that.
An asset. You know what I'm saying? Like being like a hot wife, being like a
being pretty.
Man, I don't even want to say being a pro athlete, but like specializing in one thing has become like a thing, and I feel like that's good. Like that's what Asia's done. Like niche communities, like. Everyone will be happier, bro. Like, we all don't have to intermingle. We just gotta be able to get along with each other when it comes down to it. But I don't have to, like, I don't have to live with you. No, but, hey, but you cool.
What?
Because, like I was saying, I don't have to live with you, you know, as far as.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes, man. I was high when you just completely understand what you're talking about.
Man, I need a shave, bro. Like, I'm at the point where my facial hair just, like, makes my face greasy.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
It's like, this ain't
cool. I get that body butter.
I get what?
Beard butter.
Beard butter?
Yeah, beard butter.
Oh, okay, I know you're talking about that. I'm not a team beard.
Yeah, I don't fuck with it that much.
Just not, bro. I feel like it's for guys that really don't have strong jaws, so they use that to make it seem like they have strong jaws, so women be more attracted to them. Honestly, that's just me. But I feel like that's totally me. Unless there's some dudes who's just like, I don't like facial hair. I feel like there's gonna be some guys like that. But I feel like
Dan is gonna run that curve.
Yeah, he was running that curve. Like, I'm trying to get some new ties, bro. I'm trying to do AA. The roadside service. I don't know what happened. My tires just popped. I'm sure it's covered by your insurance.
What?
You know some shit like that?
Insurance fraud. Nigga probably planted some glass. Planted some glass earlier on today.
Glass will pop your tire?
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Like, if you drive, like say if it's a bottle.
Okay, if you drive through
then
a bottle.
Drive right
nah, but
a
shit
bottle.
That's already broken. That's what I mean. But you talking about shit breaking under
shit
your tire?
Shit that's already broken?
Not really.
Not really, so. But it's possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel it's possible.
It's possible, but it's not like...
Damn, bro. Homie, hit the fuck out that curb.
It's not like... Yeah, I heard that.
I thought someone was opening a Kit Kat.
This nigga said opening the Kit Kat. Oh, God. I ain't had a Kit Kat in years.
Well, that's good, bro. Fuck Kit Kats.
I fuck with Butterfingers and Snickers.
More so Snickers.
You don't fuck with Butterfingers? Oh, that bitch is smart.
It's just... The crunch is cool. Crunch is cool.
The peanut butter and shit. With the chocolates.
Damn, it's just... That is true. It's not... It doesn't even have caramel. It's just peanut butter.
It's just peanut butter and chocolate.
Damn.
It's like a wafer.
Oh, that is...
It's like a wafer. Yeah, it's not like all like salt and chewy. It's like a wafer. That was... Max, but you don't know nothing about Butterfingers.
Bro, I know about Butterfingers.
What
are
you
talking about?
Bart Simpson was the king of them bitches.
Okay.
Kids will never remember that or know that.
Bro, yes they will. Simpsons is popular as fuck. You mean maybe not your kids?
Sorry. Talk about my kids, bitches.
Because you're not gonna show them Simpsons. Because you've already know that they've forgotten. You don't have any kids yet.
Shit ain't cool. My kids gonna watch documentaries.
That's what I'm saying. So you say kids aren't gonna know about it. You're not even gonna show your own kids about it. So that's why it's gonna die.
My kids gonna watch documentaries. They gonna know about real shit.
What kind of documentaries?
Whatever interesting.
What the hell?
Nah, whatever interesting. I ain't gonna pick what they watch. I'm gonna let them watch.
That's what my parents
do. But I'm gonna be, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna be happy though that they watch something.
Can't watch that HBO late night.
Hell nah. You don't have no cable, niggas gonna have Netflix and everything.
That's fact, man. We're not gonna have cable in a couple years. Like, by the time we have kids, we're not gonna have cable. No. And it's gonna make sense. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All your streaming
for our parents, I feel like it doesn't make sense as much.
They got YouTube TV now.
Yeah, but you gotta pay for that shit. I don't fuck with that. Like, I pay for YouTube Red. I was like, you can have me pay for YouTube TV and YouTube Red? Like, y'all can suck a dick.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to pay for Google Play and YouTube Red. You just get Google Play whenever you pay for YouTube Red. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they already gave you something, nigga. Don't get greedy.
But if I pay for YouTube TV, do I have to? Can I stop paying for YouTube Red and still get YouTube Red? You know what I'm saying?
Look into that.
That would be sick, but I doubt it. You guys get motherfuckers.
Twitter or Instagram, and I'd be sending bhouston.com. I ain't really with all the gossip and all that, so I'm just gonna stick to the music. 7 minutes, I got Slippery by the Migos coming up. He's going.
She's too money all around me. I look like I'm the man. Counting up like I'm asleep. Tell me when I've been. Yeah, you know how to hide it, girl. Don't act like I'm a man. You're just a fan. You don't want to break.
Bitch.
Sold is a V8. No, the Magnum is the engine.
Nah, that's a Magnum. That's the name of the one.
It's a V8 Magnum, bro.
No, it's not a Magnum. It's a Dodge Magnum.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. A Hemi. I'm thinking of Hemi. I'm a dumbass.
We'll be close to source
that. No, I'm not. It looks like it. Objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
That means if it looks closer than the mirror.
Bro, I know what it means.